South African President Thabo Mbeki and diplomats from Libya visited the region soon after Monday's border violence. U.S. diplomats are expected to visit in the coming days. Dave Masersky, director of the nonprofit Conflict Resolution Organization International Crisis Group, says these and other peace brokers need to avoid mistakes from previous failed peace talks.
In order to have a realistic peace process with a chance to really develop broad-based support and deal with the root causes of the conflict, it cannot be a short 3-day or 5-day summit. The international community needs to undertake a serious long-term political process.
Last February, Chad and Sudan's president signed a peace agreement in Libya promising not to fight on each other's soil nor support each other's rebels. But that failed to stop the violence. Masersky says one reason is because the agreement was politically unrealistic.
It's almost inconceivable that either president would be truly willing to do that, number one, and number two, would necessarily have the power to sway their own governments, their own institutions, to cut off ties and cut off support to these movements.
Masersky says another flaw is peace deals have not had the full participation of rebels from both countries.
To solve this problem, you don't need an agreement between the countries. You need an agreement between the rebel group and their respective countries and their government.
But efforts to engage rebels have been difficult because the groups are fragmented, with multiple opposition groups, leaders, and political agendas. Analyst Masersky says peace brokers need to reach out to both countries' major armed groups in order to create a realistic and lasting peace deal.
It needs to be inclusive to be successful. It would include Darfur's Arab tribes that were excluded from past peace efforts. On the other side, in Chad, there needs to be a political dialogue between the Chadian rebels and the Chadian government.
Libyan and Eritrean military and security observers were deployed this week at the border between Sudan and Chad, joining African Union peacekeepers. 5 African Union peacekeepers were killed in ambushes at the end of last month near the Chad-Sudan border, strengthening calls for more peacekeepers. Still under negotiation is the deployment of UN peacekeepers along the border, which both Chad and Sudan have refused. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.